So this is a very short passage, isn't it? That's why Darla read it in two other versions, and we like to do that often when we go deeper into the Word of God, like in Bible study. We read from different versions so that we can get a fuller meaning. And this is a very interesting passage. It contains two parables. Jesus often spoke in parables. A parable is a short story from everyday life used to teach a deeper spiritual truth. Let me repeat it. A parable is a short story from everyday life used to teach a deeper spiritual truth. A parable is often described as an earthly story with a heavenly meaning or spiritual meaning. Jesus often used parables to reveal truth to his seekers. But listen to this. He also used them to hide those or that meaning from those who were indifferent or who had a hard heart. So you wonder, you know, there is a way in which it reminds me when Jesus said, don't throw your pearls to the swine. If people were misusing his word or not respecting it, then he spoke in parables because those people would never get it. But he wants us to get it because we're his children. And Jesus, when he preached in parables, Jesus explained some of them, but not these two. You remember sometimes a disciple said, when he said a parable, Jesus, what do you mean by that? And then he goes on to explain it to them, like the parable of the sower. Do you remember when he speaks about throwing seed in good soil and rocky soil, thorny soil? And the disciples are like, what? So they ask him, and he goes on to explain the good soil is the good heart where the word of God falls and bears 100-fold. But he didn't explain these two parables, people. Thank God that we have the Holy Spirit who can help us understand them today. Some of the things that CRC, that we have just joined, is offering us is to help us with a consultant to help our congregation to grow. And one of the things we will be doing, he will be coming, starting meeting with us on the first week of February for our consistory meeting. He won't be here at this one. He couldn't, but he will be here in February. And so one of the things he will have us do is waiting on God as we meditate on Scripture, asking him to show us the steps that we need to take in order to expand our ministry in this community and beyond. We are thankful for that help. And so I already began to do that because I'm your leader and I have to lead by example. And so I did this. I began to seek God, meditate on Scripture, ask him what he has for this congregation. And let me tell you that we are in perilous times. We've been here before. But because of the people who, for one reason or another, have decided to take personal things that were not personal, taking them personal, or disagreed with someone in the congregation or with something that was said and have left, because of that, we really are down to the wire when it comes financially. And it's very easy for me as a pastor to say, well, I'm going to jump ship. There are dozens of churches right now that are crying out for a pastor, big and small. But that's not what God has called me to do. That would be jumping ship. So I'm going to stand and I'm going to wait with you for God's guidance. And we're going to do this together. And so I began to seek God about this privately as I was led. That's why I had such a hard time, Sandy, deciding on a passage, because she texted me, I need to know the title and the scripture. I said, well, you put some pressure on God, because I have not gotten confirmation yet. So we both did. And God showed me that, yeah, I need to share this with whoever was here, you know, the congregation, which is you. What God gave me is these two parables, especially the first one, but I'm sharing both of them. So as I study these two parables, I read them slowly, I prayed about them, and I asked God what he's showing us, what he's showing me, and God asked me to share them with you, to preach about this Sunday. You see, this is our congregation. This is the place where God called you to serve. This is the place where God called me to serve. This is the place where God has asked us together to bloom. And therefore, it is our responsibility to seek God individually and together for his guidance and blessing, especially in this time of need, specifically financial need for our congregation. So, what do you think God is trying to tell us through these two parables? He didn't tell the disciples what he meant. It's the Holy Spirit who is going to help us understand what he meant. And it's the Holy Spirit who is going to show us what Jesus means for us to read these parables today in our context today. Let me read them to you again in the NLT, New Living Translation. It says, who would patch old clothing with new cloth? For the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving an even bigger tear than before. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine is stored in new wineskins so that both are preserved. The parables, these two parables, are trying to make us think about who in the world would try to preserve an old piece of cloth by patching it with a new piece. Or who would put brand new wine in old raggedy wineskins. So as I thought about this and tried to discern what God was saying, I thought maybe Jesus is trying to make us look at the areas where we're doing the same thing, thinking it's the best we can do or thinking it's wise. Maybe I thought what Jesus is saying is, repairing one small thing won't cut it. Doing a little different here and there won't cut it. You need to replace the whole thing, whatever that whole thing may be. Maybe what he's saying is, don't rely on your own understanding about way of doing things. Don't be stuck in this is the way we've always done it, and this is the way we're always going to do it. Don't continue to do things the way you've always done it. Or maybe he's saying, don't try to change only some of what you want to change. Change it all. Change all of it. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think God is telling us? What do you think God is telling you? You see, this is a message for all of us collectively. This is God's church. And so we need to seek and hear what God wants for our church at this moment in time. Maybe some of the things that have been done in this church regularly worked or were okay for the 90s or in the year 2000. But maybe God is saying the truth doesn't change, but some of the methods or some of the ways that we're celebrating, that we're worshiping, that we're reaching out, maybe that needs to change. And maybe it's not just a little change. Maybe we can't just say, well, that's good enough. I change that a little bit. I only gossip once in a while, or I only complain once in a while, or I only feel greedy once in a while, or I only talk behind people's back, once in a while, only when they really irk me. Or maybe we need to think, do we really have to do all hymns all the time and only hymns? Maybe we need to think that. And I'm not saying do it. I'm asking you to open your hearts, open your minds, and see where are we trying to patch things. And where God is saying, no, what you're doing is trying to mend something that cannot be repaired, that needs to be changed altogether. New wine is poured in new wine skins. New wine cannot be poured in old wine skins because the wine will burst open. Something to think about. Surely this parable is a message about change. Don't do it that way. What in the world are you doing putting a new patch on old cloth? What are you doing putting new wine, fresh wine, on old wineskins? Surely this parable is a message about change. And maybe it's about us not thinking that if we just change a little, it will do. Maybe we need to be made uncomfortable for the sake of the lost. Maybe we need to go, I don't know, door. We're seeking God's guidance. Maybe we need to go door to door. Maybe we need to go around and ask people for prayer. What do you want prayer for? Ask them if they have anything they want prayer for. But maybe we don't, maybe what the parables are saying is, I want you to examine how you want to continue to put new wine in old wineskins. I want you to look at that. What is it that is making you think that by putting a new patch on old clothes, it will work? Maybe what God is saying, we don't want to change at all. And maybe what God is saying is, we are putting new patches on old cloth and pouring new wine in old wine skins. So we're seeking. This is the beginning. I don't have an answer. This is what God had me bring to you. I do believe, I usually do have an application. And I believe that the application is going to begin right now. As I conclude this message, I will give you a time to think and meditate on what you just have heard. And to ask God to forgive you for any ways in which you want it the way you want it and are unwilling to consider a new way. And ask God to show you what it is. What I believe God wants us to do is to be praying and asking ourselves, what are we trying to do in our lives or in our congregation that is like trying to patch up old cloth, pouring new wine in old wineskins? What needs to change all together. What needs to be revamped altogether? and let the cookie crumble where it may. Are we willing to do that, if that's what God wants us to do? Let's ask God. Let me read the passage one last time. Please close your eyes as I read it, and let the passage speak to your heart, and then we will go into a time of silence and prayer. Here's the word of God. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Father, speak to us. We want to spend a minute or two in silence to let you, Holy Spirit, the teacher of all teachers, the master of all masters, the God of the church, to speak to us about your church here at Conklin Reformed Church. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, show us, Lord, show us areas of our ministry, of our way of seeing our ministry, our way of doing church, our way of service, our ways in general, where we are trying to patch with something new, something that needs to be removed altogether. Father, show us, give us the courage to follow you, the great master, the only one that knows the way out, the only one that knows the way of victory. Show us how to pour the new wine that we have been cultivating in this congregation, the word of God that is preached pure and simple, the word of God that you speak to our hearts daily when we read your word. Show us how to cultivate that power, that new wine that you have given to so many of us as we have grown in our faith and as we have become more alive in Christ. That's new wine. Show us how to pour that new wine, not in old wineskins, but in new wineskins. Show us how to do that. We humbly ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and the head of the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.